Grammy Award-winning Zac Brown Band guitarist and songwriter Coy Bowles has written a new Laugh Out Loud picture book for kids who need a little pick-me-up if they're sneezing, coughing, and taking a sick day. His book, When You're Feeling Sick, is full of encouraging and very silly rhyming advice on how to face sick days with courage and a positive attitude. There are instructions on how to make the perfect sickness monster face designed to ward away any nasty germs and a song to sing just in case those germs didn't get the hint. When you're feeling sick and blue, this song will help you through. You can run and swim and swing and play. When you get better, you can dance all day. Whatever you do, you must stay strong. You might be sick, but not for long. You feel much better in a matter of time. Whistle while you wait and you'll be just fine. Coy Bowles plays guitar and organ and writes songs for the multi-platinum Zac Brown Band. They have won 3 Grammys and since 2009 have earned 55 award nominations from the Grammys, the Academy of Country Music, American Music Awards, Country Music Association, and Country Music Television. The new book is When You're Feeling Sick, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Coy Bowles to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Very nice to have you on the show. What led you to write a book for kids on the topic of being sick?
I started writing children's books about 5 years ago, and I wrote a book called Amy Giggles Laugh Out Loud, which is kind of an anti-bullying book. I didn't really know that much about anti-bullying or anything like that at the time, but it's a girl who has a silly laugh and gets made fun of, and at the end of the story, her laugh ends up being what people actually like about her instead of making fun about her. And that led into writing my second book, which is called Will Powers, Where There's a Will, There's a Way. It's a story about self-entitlement and work ethic and self-confidence. And then that led into working with Random House and getting a publishing deal with this new book, When You're Feeling Sick. And the When You're Feeling Sick book comes from a pretty genuine place. I wrote it while sitting in the hospital when my mother was sick. She was sick with a pretty dire situation for about a month and a half and a lot of sitting around in waiting rooms and just kind of had this realization that it'd be cool to write a book to help kind of pass the time or to help when you kind of have that odd feeling of being sick, you know? So and then Random House was very interested in it, and here we are, man.
I assume it goes hand in hand of being a parent and obviously having your gifts as a songwriter of wanting to write books for children that go along with being a dad.
Yeah, I'm a new dad. I've only had my daughter's been born for 3 months now. So I'm uncle multi times over. A lot of the guys in the band have, you know, Zach has 5 kids. Our violin player, he has 3 and 1 on the way. Our guitar player has 3 kids. You know, so there's kids everywhere, man. We have a little army, usually backstage, but. So a lot of it came out with hanging out with the band members' kids, and I'm proud, you know, that I'm now a father pretty recently. So
are you ready to take the child on tour?
I think I'm gonna give her probably about a year or two, man. At least get her where she's talking and she can tell me what's going on, what's wrong and what's not. But right now she is she's connected to her mother pretty I'm just a diaper guy in the house, kind of, you know.
So given that you're a dad for 3 months, what led you then to want to write children's books before that?
Yeah, I think it was, I taught guitar lessons for a long time. You know, before I was with the band, that was kind of what I did for a living. So I was always in a room hanging out with a kid discussing, you know, the importance of Led Zeppelin and, you know, Jimi Hendrix and trying to school them on the art of playing music and rock and roll and, you know, country music and all this stuff. And so, I formed this really kind of this bond with that state of mind, really, you know, and I really enjoyed it, man. I think I'm probably a better teacher than I am just about at anything because I have a lot of patience and I really like to form this kind of trusting bond with them to let them know, like, hey, we're going to figure it out. Just as long as you try your hardest, that's all I ask, you know. I think it, you know, it kind of all stems from, you know, my younger days of teaching guitar lessons and wanting to, you know, kind of give back to kids through that kind of element, you know?
The book is a rhyming book, and you are a songwriter. Is there a common element in what you do professionally as a songwriter and what you do as a children's book author?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I just thought about this. I've never really thought about it before, but, you know, a lot of country songs are about, you know, heartbreak and, you know, whiskey and all, you know, these kind of these terms that kind of come along with songwriting in the country world. And then kids books are like the exact opposite. It's like, try to make it as silly as you possibly can, you know? So there's, you know, with understanding rhyming structure and song form and stuff like that, then, you know, the rhyming structure of the book, it definitely kind of has to sing. It has to kind of have a flow to it. But they couldn't be more opposite about what they're about. One's as silly as can be, and one's as, like, as serious as it can be, you know?
Right. And both have an audience, right? Both have people who want to hear what you have to say.
Oh, yeah, for sure, which is amazing. I mean, that's kind of one reason why I, you know, decided to write children's books, you know, in the beginning, you know, along with being really into teaching kids and whatnot, was, you know, the band has had so much success, and I live such a blessed life with having this audience that I feel, you know, like it's part of my duty to be a part of the solution instead of part of the problem, and really put a lot of time and energy into giving back and, you know, and kind of balancing my universe with how much I was given and then how much I give as well, you know? So
yours is a story, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but one of those kind of overnight success stories that took a really long time, right?
That's awesome. You could not word it better. Yeah. A lot of dive bars, a lot of driving a long way for nobody to show up. And, you know, and then we kind of, you know, in Atlanta, we had created a scene where we would play bars and people would show up and we'd pack it out and it'd be amazing. And then we'd drive to Auburn and there'd be 10 people there, you know. So, and then that kind of turned into we'd drive to Auburn and there'd be 40 people there. And then we'd drive to Auburn and there'd be 50 people there. And then Chicken Fried came out on the radio, and the rest is kind of history, you know, with that song being such a great success. But, you know, it seems like that it's easier than it is. I mean, we put a lot of work into, you know, trying to write the best songs that we can, because I can't remember how many number one songs we have now, but it's, you know, it's quite a lot. You know, it's not like that just came naturally. I mean, you know, it's a lot of work, man, a lot of
right.
You got to write a lot of bad songs before you write a good one, you know, so.
It is kind of a cool move that you have so many number one songs, you don't know the exact number, though.
Well, I'm the worst with that kind of stuff, dude. I mean, I got a clue about some. I know it's over 10. I think it's under 1,000. And, you know, but, you know, it's weird, man. I think that's one of the kind of the blessings about the band is nobody's really been caught up in the success of it, you know, we're always just aimed on the next thing, on what's coming up next and how we're going to do it with our best of our ability. And it's only been this year really that we were able to reflect. It's been pretty amazing. Like, we had the Country Music Hall of Fame thing to where we had an exhibit in there. And that was the first time in like 8 years that we've ever taken a break, slowed down and kind of taken any kind of a look back. And it was oddly emotional. Like, there was a lot of tearful moments talking about the past and just how blessed everything's been. I mean, that's one of the cool things is we haven't looked back too much. You know, we've always been focused on the future. So
you got a tour coming up for the summer. You guys are almost always on tour, but you got a tour coming up. You're going to be in our area, both at Bethel Woods and at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center. So that's exciting. And then you've got a new album. The album will be out. And so how do you feel about that as it gets ready to be released later on in the beginning of the summer, I guess?
Probably one of my favorite places to play is Saratoga Springs. I love that area so much. You would think that the Southeastern fans are like your most hardcore diehard fans, but I think we have, you know, some of our best fans are, you know, in your area, man. And every time we get up there, I just enjoy so much about people's passion for what we do. I mean, it's, you know, every show is, it's just amazing, you know? Crowds on their feet the whole time, man. And, you know, it's something that we don't take for granted, too, because we get super stoked when we come up there to play. So shout out to all the fans from up there with you guys for being so passionate and bringing your A game, because we try to match you as much as we can, you know. I think the new album, we just got finished with it, and I think it's one of the best ones that we've ever done, man. I say that kind of every time, but the songwriting on this one is really great. Zach's voice sounds better than it's ever sounded, in my opinion, you know. And we're the band's firing on all cylinders. So I think if you're a fan of the first couple albums, then this album will be something that you can really sink your teeth into, you know.
I've seen you guys perform numerous times up in Saratoga, and what always fascinates me is how quickly you just get the crowd in the palm of your hand. I mean, it's amazing to have that many people, tens of thousands of people, who are just hanging on to every moment.
Oh, man, you tell me, dude. That's what I do for a living. Yeah, we're talking the right talk right now. I like the way you talk. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, man. I mean, you step out on stage and the crowd goes nuts just from the very beginning. You're like, oh, God, this is going to be awesome, man, you know. And then it just fuels you to play that much harder and that much louder and that much, you know, with more intensity, you know. So we definitely feed off of it, you know. And I love the springs and stuff up there, too, man. I go and walk around and hang out and around the venue and stuff. Always see some cool stuff. It's what a beautiful area, man. You know, it's one of my favorite places.
Well, we can't wait to see you back in the area. And in the meantime, we have the album to look forward to. But and you also have the brand new book, which is When You're Feeling Sick. It is out from our friends at Doubleday. It's by Coy Bowles of the Zach Brown Band. And you can find out more by going to Coy Bowles, BOWLES.com. Coy, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck to you, and just look forward to having you around very soon. Have a great summer.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you very much. Again, the new book is When You're Feeling Sick by Coy Bowles. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.